Also, three times in this section that was read, we have I am. Verse 7, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 9, I am the door. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. These are things that he says that are exclusively himself. No one else can make a statement like this. The Lord Jesus is the door of the sheep. I understand, and I can be corrected by those who are familiar with what happened in Eastern countries, that the shepherd himself stood in the door, in the area where the sheep would come out. I understand also that the word shepherd not only means one who cares for sheep, but one who is associated with sheep. He goes through what they go through. And we have in Isaiah 63, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. So the shepherd not only cares for the sheep, but every circumstance that they face, he faces. In the West, the shepherd has a hut. My parents took care of sheep, but they had their place and we had our place. Not so with this shepherd. He suffered what they went through. Everything they faced, he faces. I am the door of the sheep. And then in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And we see this in chapter 4 in the woman of Samaria. And then he says, shall go in and out. In chapter 5, the man who was healed and shall find pasture. Chapter 6, he provides food for the 5,000. He goes through everything that they go through. Then he says, I am the good shepherd. Last night, it was shared with us, there's none good but God. And here is reference to his deity. Yet, his manhood is made clear to us. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd does something that no other shepherd can do. He gives his life for the sheep. He not only cares for them, he's not only associated and going through what they go through, but he gives his life. He goes beyond what the sheep have to go through. He gives his life for the sheep. What a shepherd. He is our shepherd.
I've always been struck by verse 4. Verse 4 says, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. Thank you. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The voice was not from the strangers that were the Pharisees. And the Lord Jesus, he goes before them, and he is the example for them. He's their guide. And it's not that they get saved because they follow him. Because they are saved, they follow him. And they know his voice. And so therefore, in verse 5, it's not the strangers that they hear, because they know the strangers to be those that bring wrong doctrine, that is the Pharisees. And it's an amazing thing how the Lord does things in our lives. As we listen to him, as we follow him, as we see him as the example, don't be so, fearful if he doesn't touch us on the shoulder and speaks to our heart and says, I want you to follow me here or there. And I always remember a missionary telling me, when you hear his voice and you follow his voice, notice that he always goes before them. It says here in verse 4, and he brings them out by his own sheep. He goes before them. He is always before them. And so when we heed his call, when we follow him, we know that he is always ahead of us. He's not behind us. He's actually ahead of us. So there's the confidence that we can have, even in movement, even in conflict, even in circumstances beyond our control. The Lord is before us. We can look off unto Him always.